Hello,
hey,
Ryan.
How you doing?
Yeah, good man. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Just you know, you guys are getting your morning going. We're getting our bedtime going.
Yeah, really? What time is it there at the moment?
It is 9 p.m.
Yeah, nice. What are we about 2 o'clock over here? Mate, great to have you on the show.
Okay,
thanks so much for hanging out.
For sure, man. My pleasure.
Cool. Let's talk about this new single. Lose Somebody. Great new tune, man. Great new tune. Tell us the story
behind it.
How did it all come together with Kygo?
So the Kygo record came together randomly. You know, we'd worked together before on his last album we did a song together called Stranger Things, and we performed at Coachella together and did Apologize and a whole, like a little medley. And we just, you know, we've always been friends and stayed in contact. And I want to say the first week of quarantine, of us being locked down after we got back from Europe, a little European run, me and the band, he just texted me and said, "Hey, I've got this demo. You know, it needs finishing, but I think the chorus is just phenomenal, and I can only hear you singing it." Well,
right.
I don't, like, nobody pitches us songs like One Republic. It's not that I have a rule against it. We just don't take outside songs because I've always written the songs.
So
you know, a lot of artists get songs pitched to them all the time, and that's how they get their hits. They're written by professional songwriters.
Yeah.
Well, I'm the professional songwriter, so I'm not one that's like saying, "Hey, everybody, send me your songs." So I thought, okay, you've got me in my mind. I was like, well, this probably won't work out, but I'll listen anyway. You know, he's got good taste. And and I heard it, and on the first listen, I was like, "Oh my God, this is spectacular! I have to sing this." And so then we finished it about a week later. I want to say a week or two later, it was done. And then he said, "Right, well, this is the main, this is the focus single on the album, and it's coming out in 3 weeks." And
wow,
that was like, yeah. So it was a pandemic, truly written, finished. Recorded, completed during COVID-19 lockdown.
Jeez. Wow. The part where you came into play, was that in that time frame, was that from start, from when Kaya's gone, "Here it is, here's the song," to now? Or has he been working on this song prior to involving you?
You know, he had done some work on it. He had done some work on the track.
Right.
Because, you know, he's not so much a lyric melody guy. He's a track, like a producer doing the music side of it.
Yeah.
So he had already started working on the track. But when he sent it to me, he said, "This is not finished. I have not finished the music on this." I even sent in a couple ideas, like musically, but he already had it kind of figured out for the most part. So it was probably, man, I'd have to go back and hear the demo.
Yeah.
I would say it was 50% there. It was 50% there by the time I heard it. And then 2 weeks later, it was pretty much 100% there.
What is it for you as a professional songwriter? And you said you write your own songs for yourself in One Republic, but having that with Kygo, what is it that's that moment of, "Hey, I don't need your music because I'm a professional songwriter," but what is that thing that's gone, "I need to be involved"? Even from other artists, if that happens.
I think that I'm an insatiable opportunist, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just be straight with it.
Yeah, like, be honest, man.
I float along through life chasing things that I love and chasing my gut and working on songs and with artists that inspire me and chasing moments of inspiration and chasing moments of curiosity is basically my entire life. And so I'm open. I think people that know me would describe me as someone who's open to ideas and open to opportunities and I make quick decisions and move quick. And so in this instance, my gauge of can One Republic pull off a song or should I sing a song or should I finish a song with somebody is very simple. It's, would I be jealous if I heard it on somebody else? And that's my test, man. I just go, if I heard this on some other random singer or another band or another artist, would I be like, "Damn it, like, why didn't he pitch me that song? Like, come on, Kygo." Like, and so that's my gauge, is would I be jealous. It's kind of like, I feel like I listen to music maybe the way that your average person would go clothes, like shopping for clothes, right?
Yeah.
Like when you're in a store at some fancy store, you know, at the Rocks in Sydney, like, and you're walking and you're in some fancy, really expensive store and you're looking at a jacket and you try it on, you go, God, this looks good on me. And like, this is original. Nobody else will have this because it's way too expensive and ridiculous. And then you kind of put it back on the hanger, right? You put it back on the hanger and say, well, I'll think about it.
Yeah.
And then you imagine, like, if you saw someone else wearing it, you'd be like, oh my God, like, why didn't I buy that jacket?
How often do you get jealous? Like, because you've written songs, obviously, we've heard from Adele, J-Lo, Beyonce, but how often do you get jealous, though? Like, oh, I could have kept that song.
I'd say probably two times a year.
Oh,
two times a year,
right.
I hear a song by somebody where I'm just like, oh man, like I wish I wrote that. I wish I wrote that song. And that probably happens to me, I'd say two times a year, every year, pretty much like clockwork.
That's so cool, man. Well, we are loving Lose Somebody. It's in the countdown. It's doing really well. A lot of people are voting for it, which is awesome.
Amazing.
New single, Lose Somebody with Kygo, Ryan Tedder, One Republic. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
For sure, man. My pleasure. Anytime.